Hey, welcome to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. I think we're getting to the end of this podcast. We've hit around 160 episodes, I believe, and the platform is changing. So, you know, looking at 160 episodes, that's more than what most television situation comedies can hit. That's more than actually a lot of podcasts even hit. So I think we're coming to an end because the new platform doesn't allow me to record in the same way that I've been recording for these past years for this podcast. So I think my parting shots here are just to kind of recap some of the things that we've been talking about for years. And for my kids, you know, I want to make sure that you understand there are a lot of things out there in the world that are going to try and take up your time, try and take up your emotions, try and cause you pain, try and kind of steer you into things you shouldn't be going into. So with that, I say, be who you are. Know who you are. Follow your heart. Follow your gut. Get educated. And it's okay to live for today and to do things that make you happy today. We need to do those things from time to time. But you also need to plan for the future. What is that going to be in 5 years? Start planning now. What do you want out of your life? What do you want to do with the time that you have on this earth? And remember, we evolve. We are not going to stand still, and who we are today is not who we're going to be in 3 years, maybe not even in a year, but definitely not in 10 years, 20 years. You know, I look back and I think about who I was and where I've come, and it's such night and day in comparison. I don't live in the cold climate. I've evolved as a communicator. I've evolved as a leader. I've evolved as a worker and as a human being. I've evolved as a husband and a parent. And, you know, it's always an evolution. We're never going to settle for who we are today because we can be better. And keep pushing forward. Keep trying to strive for greatness or strive to be better than you were yesterday. And you will. But you also have to plan a little bit. So planning out your day, write things down. Say, this is the list I need to get done today. Or this is the list and the goals that I want to reach over the next, you know, month, 6 months, year. What is it that you want to do in this world? Strive for that. Make a plan. Figure out what the details are. You know, it's great to have grandiose plans, but you gotta have a way of achieving that. And so little by little, you can chip away at it until you achieve that goal. Now, also I want you to remember, a job is what you do, not who you are. Wherever you work, they can let you go the next day. You are not the company, unless you own it. And even then, the customers will tell you whether or not you're good, and whether or not they want to share their money with you for whatever goods or services you have. But remember, the job is not who you are. So if you go and become a professional athlete, well, that's not who you are. Who you are is who you are deep down inside of you. If you become a teacher, if you become an electrician, if you become whatever, the job is not who you are. Who you are is what you are to your family, what you are to your community, what you are to yourself, really. You know, I heard a quote. John Bon Jovi has had a documentary out, and he talks about how who he is isn't music. Who he is trying to give back to people and trying to make the world a better place. And I think that's an important thing that we have to look at. You know, the job is an ends to a means. It gives you the money to be able to do the things that you want to do. So if you're a hiker, or if you're a camper, or if you're a performer, or whatever you are, if you're a volunteer, you work so that you can have the time and the resources to be able to go and do those things. So remember, a job is what you do, not who you are. The next part I wanted to touch on real quick is it's okay to be afraid, angry, or sad sometimes. It's going to happen. Life will have its ups and downs. You are going to have pitfalls in this world. But try not to dwell on those feelings. Think about them, process them, and then move on. Because you can't go backwards. And if you sit in those feelings, being afraid, angry, or sad for too long, you start missing out on the good things that are happening. And so when we talk about gratitude is the happiness about the things that are around us and we're grateful for. You know, I've been grateful for having a spouse that has loved me for a long time. I've enjoyed watching my kids grow up and have loved being around them. Yes, there are moments when they drive me nuts, but that's what kids do. Just as being a parent, it's an evolution, and I'm sure that I drive my kids nuts, and that's okay. Those things are going to happen, but I'm grateful for the time that I've had to spend with them, and I'm grateful for the town that I live in and the jobs that I've had, and I'm grateful for the friends that I've made along the way and the friends that I still stay in contact with on a regular basis. I'm grateful for all those things. I'm grateful for the air we get to breathe that's clean. I'm grateful for the water that we get to drink that's clean. I'm grateful for the people who come and pick up our trash. I'm grateful for the people who pick up in our parks. You know, that there is so much to be grateful for in this world. But again, it's okay when you're down or you're sad or you're angry. But there's going to be more days that are sunshine and happiness and joy. And so it's getting through those days where we're down and just saying, maybe I need to take a break. Maybe I need to walk away from whatever it is that's making me feel that way. And then go out for a walk. Go for a bike ride. Go and have coffee with a friend. And that sunshine and happiness. And let that joy lean into us. And lean into those days. You know, when you are down, think about those happy days. Think about those days that have gone by. Again, can't dwell on the past. We got to start planning for the future. But these are things that we can keep thinking of because they made us happy. And so you can use those as fuel to help shorten those bad days. So when we talk about gratitude, being grateful, it's be grateful for both extremes, the extremely bad and the extremely good, because everything in between is kind of mundane, but those things that are the extreme happiness or the extreme sadness, those are things that are teaching us, and they're causing us how to think through these times, and they are giving us opportunities to change who we are and to build character. They're horrible when we're going through the extremely bad days, and they're awesome for the extremely good days. But most days are going to be kind of in between, and that's okay. They all have lessons that help to shape you. Last thing that I'm going to get into is you were created by generations of people before you. We don't think of it often, and especially if you don't live near your family. And if you do, you know, congratulations, good luck to you. Sometimes they can drive you crazy. But if you do live near your family, that's awesome because you get to spend time with them. You get to hear stories, and you may have to hear some of those stories over and over again, and that's okay too. But think about it. That you were created by generations of people that came before you. It's not just your parents or your grandparents, but there are great-grandparents. And then they had parents, so you have great-great-grandparents. And it goes on and on and on And so for hundreds of years, it's taken hundreds of years and thousands of people to create who you are. You are their legacy. Make them proud. Make those good decisions. Help other people. Be kind. Give generously. Give generously of your time and money if you can. Think about others. We're going to have friends who come and go. We're going to have family who come and go. But in the end, think about all those people who came before you. And think about all those friends and people who came into your life. In one of the last episodes I talked about, think about the people who are most influential, because those are the people that you're going to remember. It's not going to be who won the Super Bowl for the last 5 years. It's not going to be who won the Oscar or what the movie was that won the best picture. Those things are going to come and go. The people in your life are the most important. So with that, I'm going to say this is probably my parting shot. There may be one more episode that I'll try and squeeze in here before the end of this run, but I wanted to thank you all also for listening over the years. I appreciate you taking the time, letting me be a little bit part of your life, give you some ways to reflect, give you some ideas to think about, and hopefully you're living your best life possible. With that, I thank you again for listening. To my kids, I love you. I wish nothing but the best for you. And I'll be here for you as much as I can. And until next time, thanks again.